the election, one of our primary commitments is to cut the HST from 13% down to 10%. This will help everybody across the board every time they make a purchase in West Nipissing and in Timiskaming Cochrane and in Ontario. The next big cut would be those windmill contracts that the Liberals locked us into many years ago. They are such a bad deal for Ontario. Those windmill contracts have raised our hydro bill at least 25%, and they only produce 5% of the power. So it's not a big deal to replace the 5% of the power, but cutting those contracts will cut our bills immediately, right off the hop. By doing so, cutting the electrical power, cutting the HST, will start to encourage businesses to come back to Ontario and back to Timiskaming Cochrane. When businesses come back, more jobs are available, wages will increase, there's a larger tax base, so services don't need to be cut because businesses are back paying taxes, all boats will rise with the tide. And as far as housing goes, we would be committed to cutting the red tape and speeding along the planning process for builders who are going to build subdivisions and homes to make it easier, make it faster for them. They still have to obviously build to code and be careful of environmental issues, as always. I wouldn't change that. But just speeding the process along, it shouldn't take 2 years for a builder to get permits to build a subdivision.